You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Jeremy, how do people find us?
You can find us at mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link. Or head on over to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I think we've got something like 20,000 people on there. What? Check that. 19,999, because somebody bailed out on us this morning.
Oh, no.
She says, I don't listen to you guys in the morning anymore. It's just stupid stuff that you guys put out there. Stick to music, she said. So, then she left the page. Darn it.
Well,
that's
that
a bummer.
Opens up a spot for somebody else.
That's a bummer.
Opens up a spot.
Too much stupid stuff.
Listen to this problem from Tamara.
Okay.
Hi, boys. We've been together for 7 years and married for four, and each of those years, my husband has put up Christmas lights outside our house. And each year he does it, I kind of die inside a little bit because he really sucks at it.
Uh-oh.
I grew up in a house where my dad went all out, and it looked really, really good. So this year, I suggested that we hire one of those companies that puts up decorations for you. I know it's expensive, but they always look like the best house on the block, and we've been the worst every year. My husband got his feelings hurt, but he also says it's a giant waste of money. She writes, so he's cheap and insulted. Tamara continues by saying, I think it's worth every penny, and if you're wondering why I don't get out there and do it myself, it's because I know I'd be just as bad as he is. Would you please do a five call says it all and see if people would agree that it's worth it to have it done right? Thank you. I love your show and have listened since I was in middle school.
Well, thank you. That's nice.
Dang, and now married for 4 years. She's been with us for a while. Thank you, Tamara. I'll let you go first, Jerbear.
It is an expensive waste of money to put lights up like that. Hire it out. Kudos to those people that do it, though. They're raking it in. Mm-hmm. I had conversations with three people yesterday regarding this. A neighbor across the street, next door, and then my buddy Matt. My neighbor across the street was wanting to do a giant evergreen tree in his front yard that is, you know, two times the height of his house.
Mm-hmm.
$3,000 for one of these companies to come out and do that for one tree.
For the one tree.
Because you got to rent one of those cherry pickers, and there's a team of guys that come out, and he said it's a whole deal. The guy next to me wanted to do two or three trees and his gutters, blah, 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 not as high on the trees, $2,000. And then my buddy Matt, who I texted yesterday, just does some gutters and stuff around his house, little things, $1,000 to put up these lights.
Yeah, but Matt's the one who's loaded, right? He's got like $10
Matt's got a lot of money. Matt's
something.
Doing all right for himself. But still, like, if you think about that, you're paying somebody, say my neighbor did his tree for $3,000 to decorate one tree. That is such a waste.
Okay, so that's a little silly.
That's insane.
But as far as like $1,000 to, there's got to be other options. Like, they can't all charge that much, can they?
I think the thousand's probably about right for a couple guys to come out for a few hours and put up your lights.
So
a lot of times
that
includes taking them down, too.
So if you had two guys, let's say they make $50 an hour, that's $100 an hour. How long does it take to put lights on gutters?
I don't know. I guess it depends on how elaborate you're wanting to go and all this stuff.
Hmm.
That's a lot of money. I mean, even I can't even think like $500. You can do so much more for with $500.
I know, but this is that thing that we've talked about on the show. By the way, our phones are open.
Mm-hmm.
Tamara has requested a five call says it all. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Are you on Tamara's side? She just wants to be the best looking house on the street. Or are you on her husband's side, who says it's a giant waste of money? And his feelings are hurt that she doesn't want him to do it.
We want your vote. And then I want to know, too, if people are doing this and how much it's costing you, too.
How much are you
paying?
I'm
really curious about this.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Don't wait for other people to call. We want you to call right now. We want to fill up every line, and let's find out. You know, this always comes down to the whole thing about neighbors can be extremely competitive, right? Like you with your mowing of your lawn, you have to have the greenest grass mm-hmm. and the
oh, absolutely.
Most, you know, intricately trimmed bushes and what do you call that? Edging. You probably do your edging out there.
Oh,
you
yeah.
probably have one of those.
It's real nice edge. Put a nice edge on it. Yeah.
So the same thing applies when it comes to decorations, whether it's Halloween or Christmas or whatever. People have to like.
It is funny because you spend all this money on all these lights and you spend hours putting them up and then you don't even see them because you're locked in your house. I laugh about this every year.
It's
like it's all for the neighbors.
It's not for you. It's just
it's all for the neighbors. Tamara and her wife and her husband fighting out in the front yard. Just playing.
Actually, he's out moping and he's got his lip, you know.
I don't
like my dad
pay.
Would say, don't step on your lip, you know. Woo. Tamara says that her husband sucks at putting up Christmas lights. She wants to hire it out, even though it's expensive. She says it's worth it. Lines are lighting up. Let me quickly read a couple of messages we've got before we go to the phones. Those of you on hold, don't hang up. Jillian said, it's expensive but worth it. I pay about $1,800 each year, and for that, I am guaranteed to have the best-looking decorations in the whole neighborhood. Do it, Tamara. Again, that's from Jillian. David says, we do it because it brings the kids a lot of joy. I hear what you're saying about competition with the neighbors, but the kids take pride in having the coolest house, too.
All right. Do it for the children.
On the other side of the coin, pun intended, because her name is Penny.
Oh.
Penny says, this is such a silly waste of money. Either put them up yourself or don't decorate at all. No one said you have to do that. That's kind of my point
right.
with this.
You just keep it simple. Come on.
Let's go to the phones. Let's see what people are saying when they call us. Hey, Rio, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
So what do you want to say about this?
I think it's a waste of money. I think if it gets really, really costly, it's a complete waste of money. I say keep it simple and props to the husband for at least trying.
Yeah. There is that. At least he is outside doing this.
We do have to play just devil's advocate, Rio. You do have to say when you say it's a waste of money, that's going to be very subjective, right? What's a waste of money to like some people go to Starbucks every day and somebody else says that's a waste of money.
Yeah, we don't know how loaded these people are. I mean,
it's subjective, right?
Okay.
So,
yeah.
I'm glad you called. Yeah. Thanks for being on the show. Thank you for your opinion on that.
Bye, Rio.
Christine, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Hey, I think this is a scenario that obviously Tamara has to tread a little lightly, given that her husband's feelings are on the line. But he might not know just how bad their house looks until they bring in some professional help. So I say this once, agreed. Maybe Tamara even fronts more of the cash or pays for it herself and says, let's just do this once. Let's see how it's going to be. And he's just not even going to know what the professional work is going to look like until it's done. And I bet you they're going to be super proud with the outcome. And
that's a great point.
End up doing it in the future.
This might be like a Clark Griswold moment when that thing lights up and he's like, whoa.
Well, let me ask you something, Christine. First of all, I love that you mentioned the delicate male ego. That's perfect. But is it possible that if they do it this one year, the husband can like be there and watch these guys do it? And then next year, do it himself and put all the stuff in the exact same I mean, can you learn it?
I love it. Teach the farmer to farm. Yeah, why not?
That's pretty good. I do like that.
Think of the cost savings. Think about how much money they just enable themselves to save. And, you know, he skipped a professional light putting up course by just watching these people. I love it.
That's really good.
And you know what? On the other side of that coin, Christine, he is stimulating the economy by hiring other
people.
There
you go.
Right?
Maybe this is his newfound hobby or job moving forward. He didn't even know that he wanted to do. And what a great opportunity for him, right?
You're just a ray of sunshine. This is great.
I like you, Christine.
I've never done professional lights, but I always think they look really great for people.
Well, let me ask you, do you put up your own?
Yeah, we do. We put up, 300 to 400 lights. I grew up with the spotlight on the front door with the wreath.
Yeah.
But
do you have those stupid blow-ups? This is the big fight I get into with my wife and kids every year. They want 15 of those blow-ups in the front yard, and I can't stand them.
Why not?
We don't do blow-ups because I don't like the way they look.
Thank you.
It looks like trash.
They only look good at night when they're blown up. Otherwise, it looks like you got trash bags all over your front lawn.
I would love to know what people's energy bills are for those, too.
I wonder that as well. It's like all those little fans running.
What if you could get the dancing ones? You know, like they have grand openings and stuff like that, if it's the kind where it's like dancing
Santa?
Oh,
like the ones they have outside, like the Goodwill or whatever. Those.
The dancing blow-up things. What if you had Santa, like, shaking his moneymaker?
That's not bad.
Just throw a Santa hat on that and call it a day.
There you go.
I like you, Christine. Call us often and have a great day, okay?
Thanks, guys. You too.
See
Bye.
You later.
Thank you. We kind of had to talk because, you know me, I've already told Gretchen, I'm like, hey, you can put up whatever you want, but I'm not getting out there and doing it. That's not the good use of my time to be climbing around on the roof doing that kind of stuff. So if you want to do it, knock yourself out. And so what I recommended is that she just get those things that you can buy at Home Depot that are the multicolored lights that just kind of spin, right? And it shoots up onto the side
the
of your
spotlights.
House.
Spotlights. Yeah, those spotlights.
This is a spotlight. It makes your house green and red and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I put a couple of those out. They do like a snowflake pattern on the house. It's like,
so what's wrong with that? Is that okay?
It's the easy way out. It's the lazy way out.